Hits 96, Chattanooga's number one hit music station. Gino D here with you, and joining me on the phone right now is a guy that you're going to be able to see Sunday night on American Idol. He's from right here in Tennessee, Noah Peters. Noah, how are we doing today?
Man, I'm doing good. How are you all?
Oh, we're doing excellent. Thank you so much for taking some time and talking with me. We are super excited to see you in action. You auditioned for American Idol. We're going to be able to watch your audition coming up on Sunday. Super exciting stuff. That's going to be on February 25th. Let's start right from the beginning, though. For those that don't know, how did you get into music, and then what inspired you to go for the big stage that is American Idol?
I've sang my whole life, and when I was a child, I wanted to be a star. I wanted to be a country star, and so I've never stopped chasing that dream. So I cut hair. I'm a barber, but I get to sing for my clients, and they sing for me a lot. And so I'm not stopping with this. I'm going to keep on going until the wheels fall off.
Well, you do a fantastic job, and for those that don't know, they can follow you on social media at The Singing Barber. You have quite the following behind you, and it just makes sense that you've been able to now kind of break out of the TikTok world, if you will, and now to hit the big stage, which will be on all of our televisions, right in front of Luke Bryan, Katy Perry, and Lionel Richie. Can you share a little bit about your preparation process before you went into the audition, how you were feeling, what you did to prepare for it?
Absolutely. I was a nervous wreck at first, but I've been watching American Idol my whole life. And when I was a kid, I told my parents, I said, I want to be on this show bad. And they said, well, maybe one day you'll get the chance. So I've never forgotten that. So this chance and this opportunity is just huge for me. And I'm so excited for the world to see it.
What do you think sets you apart from the other contestants, Noah, when it comes down to what you've done and maybe what you did in front of the panel there? What sets you apart from other singers?
All of the contestants that I've met so far are some of the most amazing and humble people I've ever met. But what I think sets me apart is I have a story to tell, and I think the story that I have will help a lot of people in their journey. So I want to share that story with the world, and I think that sets me apart from maybe some other people.
And what about a little bit of your background, too? You're from Charleston, Tennessee, for those that don't know. It's about 45 minutes from here in Chattanooga. And you've been known to say you're from the middle of nowhere. And to be able to now go to these major platforms, television and TikTok and everything else, I think your background is going to help you out in a lot of ways.
Yeah, my address was Charleston, but I'm actually in Benton, Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah, and my background, I grew up kind of in the Southern gospel world. My dad was a pastor. And so I grew up singing gospel, but I always wanted to be a country artist. And so I have the roots of gospel, but that's just helped me along the way. So my journey's definitely different, but it's exciting nonetheless.
It is exciting, and we are super proud of you, Noah. We have one more segment coming up with Noah Peters. He's going to be on American Idol this Sunday, February 25th. You can follow him on TikTok as The Singing Barber and all over social media. Up next, we're going to talk about maybe the most memorable moment that Noah had while auditioning for American Idol. Keep listening. It's Hits.